Blog Talk Radio.
What good is music? What good is melody if it ain't possessing something sweet? It ain't the music, it ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. How you doing today, boys and girls? Everything going well? No? Well, you know what? Maybe you need another tune. Maybe we should try and find the tune that the Democrats will be singing on Election Day. Let me see if I can find that tune for you. Come on, come on, we got it, I know. It must be way at the bottom. Way at the bottom.
You'll never know.
You'll never, never know I care. You'll never know the torch I bear. You'll never know it. Not even when you're glancing by. For I'm a weakened when we're speaking. Oh no, you'll never, never know. You'll know the years to me that I was before. You'll see. If you get it, I'll confess it.
So the topic of tonight's show is, can't the president denounce us from home? Does he have to fly all the way to Malaysia and waste all that gas to stand up at the podium and say the United States is racist? Can't he just play the race card from the White House? Does he have to go all the way to Malaysia? Can't he just deal us down and dirty from the bottom of the deck on deck? Oh, there's a lot of racial incidents today. A Democrat, a rogue Democrat, a Jewish guy who owns a basketball team, turns out not to want to be seen with them. He has a girlfriend who is part black and part Mexican. He tells her not to put her picture on the internet. He says blacks smell and Latinos are always hanging around his property. There is a possibility he does not like blacks and Latinos, but he likes his girlfriend, at least up until today when this scandal broke. Now, he bought that basketball team for $13 million, and now it's worth $585 million. Now, will it be worth less with the scandal, or will the liberals ante up more money to get rid of him? Because he's embarrassing them. Yeah, it's really funny. And the white boys are tripping over each other to prove they're not racist. Look, I'm not a racist. I'm denouncing him. I'm denouncing him right now. Yes. Yeah. And Bundy, also, you want me to testify against Bundy? I'll say something. You just tell me what you want me to say. I'll do it. I'll do it. Yeah. And what did Shakespeare say? He doth protest too much. Yeah, like if you smelt it, you dealt it. Yeah, what are they really saying? What they're really saying when no one is around is, I like to play racist. I would never expose myself like the basketball chief. I just go into a closet with a towel and shout into the towel the N-word until I reach et nirvana. Why can't they all be fair and impartial like Fox? Instead of that racist NBC. Yeah. So, what else is happening? You want to read a letter from Walid Shubat? Walid Shubat is the only guy that's got his finger on the pulse of the Middle East. And his headline is, leaked photos reveal Congress facilitated Fort Hood massacre. The former chairman of perhaps the most notorious mosque in the U.S. sits on the board of an organization that has received instant express 501c tax-exempt status.
Catholic?
To the end of the line. Yeah. Christian? Two steps behind the Catholic. Yeah. This story gets told over and over again in my camp, and I'll share it with you. A guy wanted to take the COPS test, and he checked the box. He took the test, he checked the box, African-American, and they called him in 3 weeks. So he went down, passed the test, but you're not African-American. He says, yeah, I know, I checked the wrong box by mistake. He said, oh, you're a wise guy. You go to the end of the line. We'll call you. You know when they called him? 3 years later. How's that? 3 years, 15 days? That about right? Bassem Estwani, who led the Dar al-Hijra Mosque for years prior to 9/11 and who welcomed Muslim Brotherhood spiritual leader Yusuf al-Qaradawi into the mosque, as reported by Shubat.com, see photo here, is listed as a member of the board of directors for a group identified as Mercy Without Borders. Yeah, and it's also in Arabic, it means no mercy for infidels. And they give the tax ID. He's got a tax ID number. You want to read more? You know, we're in trouble. Okay, so here's what he's saying. Former U.S. Congressman Representative Thomas Davis, representative from Virginia, should have demanded it by shouting from rooftops. The truth about the Fort Hood jihad attack on November the 5th, 2009 could have been provided had Dar al-Hijra been shut down. Not only are the 14 deaths at Fort Hood a result of Davis' sins, and you want to impeach Eric Holder? Impeach Eric Holder for classifying this jihad as workplace violence and decorate all of those who gave their lives and wounded, and the wounded, and give them combat pay retroactive. Sins of both commission and omission are a result of Davis's sins of commission and omission, but so is the fact that the survivors don't have purple hearts and are being dishonored by being told their injuries were a result of workplace violence. S20 Center and Representative Davis. Let me go back and look at Davis. What is his? He's a Republican. He's a dirty Republican. Let's get him, guys. Let's get him. Okay, it was Davis who elevated Bassam S20. No charge. He did it, no charge. You know, all those allegations are not true. Chairman of Dar al-Hijra to prominence, the mosque was in his district. Eswani, whom Shubat.com has been writing about extensively lately, here, is both a key figure and a big fish who wielded significant political influence. Oh, guess who's with him? Got his arm around him. Dirty Jim Moran, the alleged traitor. He's an alleged traitor. Can't prove it. Dirty Jim Moran, yeah, from Virginia. So Virginia has fallen to Islam. Oh, guess who else has got his arm around this a jihadist? Dirty Dennis Kucinich. Oh, and Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi, yeah. Oh, oh man, that money must have traveled real fast that day, huh? Faster than a speeding bullet. It was Eswani who essentially hired Nidal Malik Hassan's Muslim hero, Anwar al-Awlaki, as the Dar al-Hijra Mosque's imam in 2001. Eswani returned to the mosque nearly 2 years after the jihad attack at Fort Hood and delivered a sermon. It was in Arabic, so we can't really imagine what he said, besides, this is our country now. It was Eswani who was employing the Muslim Brotherhood's Muruna. Click here for explanation of this tactic. Well, want to click and learn about Muruna? Westerners who understand Islamic deception often refer to taqiyya as being a tactic of lying in order to guard the faith. Sunni Muslim apologize counter that taqiyya is a Shiite doctrine, while accusing Shiites of being rabble-rousers who sanction muta. Do you know what muta is? It's pleasure marriage, which is nothing more than prostitution. You see, if you're a Sunni and you're out of town and you a guest in the house of another Sunni, you can sign a contract to drill his wife. Yeah, it's called muta. You have to give a gift. You know, you just can't help yourself. Yeah. And you can get a contract for a day, a week, a year. Shiites can easily find equivalents to taqiyya and muta in this Sunni Muslim world. They are called misyar and maruna. See, we're learning Arabic all the way here, huh? While Westerners cringe at the thought of religiously sanctioned prostitution like muta, they are less familiar with the Sunni sanctioned. When I first told people about this, they thought I was making it up. But when I was in the Emirates, a guy explained it to me, and he was a Sunni, and he called it prostitution. which literally means the traveler's marriage. See, I just told you that. It was established to assist with the sexual needs of travelers. A Sunni Muslim male may enter into a contract with a woman in order to gain sexual gratification without the financial obligation necessary to maintain a wife. Oh, we had this in World War II. We did it with ships. It was called Lend-Lease. Yeah, man. As a consequence, the sin of adultery never takes place because the sex contract is an official marriage license. Don't tell this to the American lawyers. They'll be pushing this faster than they're pushing pot. An abundance of misyar, middlemen, who can seal these interim deals. I got another one for you if you can take it. For interest savvy travelers, there are countless websites like Messier Online that allow men to arrange these marriages globally, including in the United States, from the comfort of their hotel rooms. Misyar was first made legal in Saudi Arabia and Egypt. Sunnis who approve of Misyar may condemn the Shiite practice of muta, which does not require two witnesses. With Misyar, you got two witnesses. They stay in the room with you. I'm only kidding. Shiites argue that Allah and the Quran are the only two witnesses they need. Oh, man. Arabic translations reveal that Sunnis and Shiites have much more in common than just sanctioned prostitution. Few Westerners are familiar with the Sunni Muslim Brotherhood revival of the doctrine of Maruna, which literally means stealth or flexibility. It is far worse than Taqiyya, since it sanctions all prohibitions that block Muslim interests, even blasphemous ones. Maruna allows Muslims to sow division and confusion in the Western world, like the Democrat Party does. In a recent sermon, this doctrine was exercised by General Guide of the Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood, Mohammed Badai, who laid out his vision for the post-revolutionary era while revealing aspects of a strategy followers should use to deal with secularism in the meantime. Do not fight the ways of the world because they are overpowering, but try to overcome them and use them, change their course and pit some of them against others. That's the Democrat Party, man. Divide and conquer. Split everybody into little groups and then control them one at a time. When Badai says to overcome and use the ways of the world, he's instructing Muslims worldwide on how to overcome Western secularism. It was precisely this purpose for which Maruna was described by Sheikh Yusuf al-Qaradawi, the main Muslim Brotherhood intellect who initiated it in December 1989 after meeting a nice-looking wife of a fellow Muslim. Yeah. While in the United States during the annual conference of the Association of Muslim Youth Forums, he was with Mohammed Hamadi, a leading rebel in Libya, who participated heavily in the Arab Spring. Hamadi is also the head of the Muslim Brotherhood in Mauritania. Now, this is all from one guy, Walid Shubat, and he must be on a hit list. There's a woman who's also very good. I can't think of her name right now. Okay, yeah, Bridget Gabriel, and she sometimes teams up with the Walid Shubat, and she's also very good. Both a Christian, by the way, Walid a convert, and I think Bridget Gabriel born into it. This doctrine and long-term plan should be of great interest to Westerners in what the forum termed the priorities of the Islamic movement in the next 30 years. They plan to attain what they described as the goals of the Islamic movement. The plan confirms Badai's utopian hope for the establishment of an Islamic state according to Quranic law, first in Egypt and eventually in the entire world. Accordingly, Muruna calls for organized popular work to retain Islam in order to lead society, all of society, to bring back the caliphate, to announce a jihad either by arms, pen, or by heart. Maruna was designed to catapult and advance a Sharia, for using Western names. If one thinks that Sharia, with its harsh code, is problematic enough, How about the eliminator of the kind of gentle laws? Moruna is literally accomplished by permitting behavior normally so eschewed by Sharia that Westerners logically assume a more moderate version of Islam when such prohibitions are suddenly permitted. Westerners' eyes are, in fact, deceiving them. Moruna is about going to great lengths to gain interest through a much deeper level of deception, while simultaneously lowering the guard and gaining the support of the infidels. Okay, so I thought you should like to hear that. Now, Muta is the most interesting one, and what do they call it? They have their word for Muta, the Sunni word for Muta. What was it? Here it is. Muta, which is nothing. Misyar. Misyar, yeah. Hey, baby, I'm Misyar. Unbelievable, man, unbelievable. The one that's really going to shock you is, according to Islamic law, a woman working in a business setting cannot work with anybody but relatives and male relatives. So, but there is an exception to that. If she breastfeeds the stranger, then he becomes part of the family, and it's acceptable. Can't believe that, can you? Well, you know, you're so modern. You're way ahead of the curve. Let's go back for a tune. Wala Chubat does a good job. He's going to keep us from getting all slaughtered in our beds. Yeah, so look at the guys that are around this imam. Eswani Center, man, I'll tell you, there's another guy standing next to Eswani, and he looks like he's got a Roman collar on. I hope I'm wrong about that. And Representative Davis, a Republican. But Moran is the most dangerous man in Congress, along with Kami Kucinich. At least Kucinich will tell you he's a socialist, and he's listed by the Socialist Party on their website. Unbelievable. Guess who else is with Eswani in the picture? Dennis Hastert. They're all no good. One term per termite, my friends. One term per termite. And there's more, there's a lot of rhinos in the Conservative Party. A lot more than we realize. Be careful of the conservatives who jump out at critical times. Unbelievable. Dennis Hastert, who made money on real estate, buying property after he put the location in a bill. Yeah, the Allah Wakba bill. Unbelievable. And they had his Eswani delivering the Islamic prayer in the house floor in 2001. Yeah, but a 2-year-old girl. Oh, John Warner, flag burner from Virginia. His picture's here with them. He was no good. That's the crazy that married Elizabeth Taylor. And here's another picture of Moran. Terrible. Davis and Moran. Several years after the attacks. Moran is 30. You want to do an audit? They're going after this guy Grimm in New York. They're going after him because he's the only Republican left in New York City that's holding office. They're finishing him off. Ex-FBI, ex-Marine, and he's being sold down the river. They got 20 charges against him, including not brushing his teeth. And it's all a farce. It's all to break the slaves so they never rise up. And if, let me tell you, if this guy is dirty, you know what they said? They accused him of taking money out of the cash register when he had a restaurant. You know what they're going to do one day? Listen to me, all you waitresses out there and waiters. Every one of you is going to have a camera in your work shirt for where you keep the money, in your apron where you keep the money, so that the government can register as the dollars and the nickels and fly in there. You have no idea what's coming. They hate the small business. Because you know what happens in a small business? A small business beats them out of tax money. And they know it. And they're jealous. Because they're not getting their cut. Yeah. A guy that's got a luncheonette, and at noontime he's got a packed luncheonette, and a sanitation cop comes in and gives him a ticket because he didn't sweep the street, and gives him a $500 fine. Well, you know what? You know where the $500 fine is coming from? It's coming from the sales tax. Yep. You pay the government with their own money. Oh, that can't be. Oh, no, I know. And why do you think the Lone Ranger wore a mask? You think it was because he was a good guy? He was robbing banks. He had two jobs. Yeah. We're fools, man. We're fools. We're suckers. We're tax suckers. We're going to lose this country. And you know what the people who take it over are going to say? We didn't deserve it. That's what they're going to say. You don't believe that, right? You think you're going to be here forever. You think when you come out in the street and Russian tanks are coming down and the Chinese are directing traffic, you're going to think it's a parade, right? Oh, man. Let me see if I can find the song I'm looking for. We only got one shot left to save the country, and after that, it's tragedy. Yes, President Obama, why did you leave those guys up in on the rooftop in Benghazi and Hillary hung up the phone and you wouldn't even take the call? Senator Clinton, how come you put on an accent when you get in with snowing the people? When you're with the black people, you talk like a black person. When you're with the southern people, you talk like a white southern people. You talk like a white southerner. When you're with the Russians, you talk like a white southerner. Yeah. Okay. The Republicans are playing catch-up with commos. You know, so the Republicans, their strategy for the first 5 years was to lay low. And maybe the demo commos would mess up, and then they would win by default. But they're having trouble keeping up, and they're losing the cultural vote. So, for example, when the Democrats put up a black candidate for the presidency, the Republicans put up Colin Powell. When the Democrats put up a Latino candidate for the presidency, the Republicans put up Colin Powell. And when the Democrats put up a gay guy for the presidency, the Republicans put up Colin Powell. And when the Democrats put up a woman for the presidency, of course, the Republicans put up Colin Powell. Okay, get your mambo shoes on. is it true that you did a $5 billion deal with the Chinese and ran 50 ranches off their land? Now, Senator Reid, is it true that you own a mining stock and that you backshot six miners in order to jump their claim? Is it true you used four snipers to take out cattle? Did you have the snipers shoot them from a long distance, or did you shoot the cattle up front point blank? Is it true you're lining your pockets and you're lying like a Persian rug? Is it true that you're mad at the Koch brothers because they won't kick back? Okay, that's enough of the Harry Reid story. We're in trouble, folks. We're losing our country. We sent all the money changers to the temple. If Jesus was here right now, he'd make a whip and throw them all out. I was watching the Civil War tonight. Oh, man, what a heartbreaker. One story that they told. A guy, what state was he from? He used to be a fisherman, so he was probably from Massachusetts. And he was at the Battle of Gettysburg. And his outfit, remind me if I forget to tell you about the Jackie Robinson story. And his outfit got overrun, and he was one of the last guys left, and the guy fought like a tiger, man. Fixed bayonets, and we went on, and he took a couple of bullets. And he didn't die right away. He bled out. And in the meantime, women was setting up field hospitals in their homes to take care of all the wounded guys. And the Confederates were in control of the area, and they were going through the hospitals looking for Yankees who had returned to the battlefield after being captured and pledging never to come back into the battlefield. But this guy was out up against the wall, and he was bleeding out, and it took him a long time to die. And he had a photo at the time. It was a plate, and the faces of his three children were on the plate. His wife gave it to him as he left to go to battle, and he died with the plate looking at his three kids. What a bitch. And that was a bloody war. And both sides paid a terrible price. And now we're all Americans, and anybody that's still picking at wounds and open sores is an enemy of all of us. And the other thing that I watched was the Jackie Robinson story, which was a tough story because they wouldn't let his team into a hotel because he was black. And they chased the bus away. He was in the Brooklyn Dodgers, and he was down, and not even in a southern state. It was a state that wasn't a part of the South, the original seceding South, and how hard it was for him to get started and break the color barrier. And you could feel his pain. And even his own teammates didn't want anything to do with him. But you know what happens? Eventually, the spirit of America takes over. And the guys, like one of the guys was Pee Wee Reese, who didn't want any part of him. And Pee Wee Reese was playing in his hometown with the Dodgers. And Jackie Robinson had been getting death threats, and Branch Rickey had gotten a ton of death threats. And Pee Wee Reese, his family was up there in the bleachers, and he was saying, you know, I really shouldn't be in this game because my family's going to not like what I'm doing. But after he's seen what Robinson went through, that spirit of America kicked in, and he had his picture taken with him, hugging him on the field as the game was getting started. And that's what happens. Eventually, Americans let that spirit of America kick in. And the proof of the pudding is Gettysburg. 300,000 Americans died. Actually, 600,000 Americans died. But we have communists that play the race card. But the same communists who follow the communist propaganda and operational mode would never let black people into Russia. No way. Maybe Siberia. But so be careful who plays you. Be careful who plays you. Now, there's another episode I saw. It was a Jewish guy that was being discriminated against. And he was in an outfit, at an army outfit, and there was one redneck that kept ribbing him and saying anti-Semitic things and just kept getting on his case and on his case, and the Jewish guy hated his guts. So the Battle of the Bulge springs up, and his outfit gets captured by the Germans. And the Germans were looking for Jewish names. And they said, anybody that's Jewish that's in the American Army, you have to fill out a special form. And the Jewish guys were going down to fill out the form. And this rebel that always harassed the Jewish guy in his outfit said, don't you move. You don't go down there. You're with us. And the guys that filled out the forms, they went to the death camp. So, the spirit of America, it might be as slow in coming, but not as slow as the other guys who will never do that. Spirit of America is strong. And those who divide us will destroy us. And that's why we're going to sing Faith of Our Fathers. Gotta have the spirit.
Thank you.
we really get played. I remember those buildings coming down and seeing the first ads as the buildings were turning to dust. I'm an American, and they showed Muslims. I'm an American ad. Terrible, man. Terrible. The race card is a terrible card. It will do nothing but destroy us all. Drudge Report, Republicans are surrendering on Obamacare. In the past week, the Drudge Report has alerted its readers that unfortunately some congressional leaders, including House Speaker Dirty John Boehner and one of his top lieutenants, Kathy McMorris Rogers, never trust a woman with two last names, and especially if she names her child after a train station, have publicly stated that it's time to start fighting to repeal Obamacare. Stop fighting. When did he start? Yeah, was he got the gloves on? Huh? Was he in a neutral corner? Obamacare is the law of the land. You know who says that? Chuck Schumer, when he's talking about child murder. Roe versus Wade is the law of the settled law, he calls it. Settled law. Yeah, Boehner sold out. That's right, folks. Boehner sold out. You don't need him. Get rid of him. Remember my rule. Remember the theorem, the freedom theorem. One term per termite, and then get your crap and get out. Thank you for your service. Like Saladin said in the movie, The Kingdom of Heaven, thank you for your time. Yeah, thank you for your time. Now, those politicians who want to give up on fighting against Obamacare are absolutely wrong. Obamacare is a disastrous policy. It takes one-sixth of the economy away from the American people and puts it in the hands of the mafia. Our government is the biggest mafia in the world. We're into dope. We're into bribes. We're into protection money. We're into, did I say drugs? We're into baby killing. And we're also polluting the air with burning fetuses. Did you know that? How come the EPA isn't shutting down the crematoriums? Yeah, no, they'd rather come and fine a little grocer $100,000 for having bad salami. Yeah, they're making an example of the little guy. They can't mess with the big guy. The big guy's paying too much. He's paying protection. Senator Ted Cruz has been right in his fight to repeal and defund Obamacare, and we must support his fight now more than ever. That's right, man. He took to the floor and he talked about, 12, 14 hours? Yeah, we got to support the guys who are supporting the country, not the ones that are aborting the country. So, having said that, I can also tell you that the Repuppies, the Rhinos, cannot beat Hillary Clinton. They don't have one candidate. Jeb Bush ain't going to make it. Jeb Bush is definitely not going to make it. And I'll tell you, if it turns out that Jeb Bush is the candidate, it's a rigged game. It's a rigged game in the Rhino Party. And I told my wife that I'll vote for Hillary Clinton first. If that's the best you can do for me as a Republican, I don't want it. So you better get your act together, and you better go 50% Tea Party, 50% Republicans, and get rid of the Rhinos, because you're up against the communists, and you don't know it. So Ted Cruz is the only guy standing up. Oh, but they'll destroy him. In the popular media, oh, yes. They'll have pictures of him picking his nose. They'll scandalize him. They'll find out that he really didn't put anything in the second collection. Yeah, they're dirty, man. Look what they're doing to Grimm. Grimm is the only guy in New York City that's a Republican that's still in office. Yeah, and they're dying to take him down. Yet, he's the one that threatened to throw the communist reporter off the balcony. Yeah, you ever talk to me like that again, I'll throw you off the balcony. And they had it on tape. So you know you got a good guy there, you know. He's willing to throw people off the balcony for America. Yeah, we could send him to the UN to straighten out a few people right there on the scene. Oh, and speaking of scenes, what is Jackie Kennedy doing as ambassador to Japan? Caroline Kennedy, what's she doing as ambassador to Japan? She don't even speak Japanese. The Democrats really like to burn the country that they're visiting. You know, they'll send women to Yemen to be ambassadors. And you know what happens when they do that? The Yemenis get mad and they blow up the USS Cole. Yeah, I knew it was going to happen. I could have said something, but that woman ambassador really ticks me off. We're in trouble, man. You know who should be? You know who should have every ambassadorship in the country, in the world, representing the United States? Guys in wheelchairs who are veterans. They should represent this country because they already represented it to the best of their ability. And it wouldn't hurt if you're going to send an ambassador to the Philippines to send a Filipino-American in a wheelchair. And it wouldn't hurt if you're going to send an ambassador to Germany, you send a German-American in a wheelchair. And they will get a better reception than the crap that we're sending. We're too arrogant. Not the spirit of America, people, but the Democamos. They're too arrogant. What is the audacity of my father? What was audacious about him? What did he do? He joined the Communist Party? Grilling with guns. We don't want to read that article. Shame. Some Republicans abandoned Ted Cruz. The guy that really hurt Ted Cruz was the Republican turned Rhino Rat from Nassau in Long Island. What's his name? He only shows up after the damage is done and then he gives his opinion. Oh, I can't remember his name. He's forgotten already. Cruz is the real McCoy, and so is Sarah Palin. You can't go wrong with people that love their country, but you can go to hell with people that don't love this country, and you will go to hell. You will live a living hell. This guy is disarming us. Leslie Stahl did a 60 Minutes, I think that's what it's called, 60 Minutes, on the American defense, a missile defense system, and she showed the Russians how to get in. Yeah, that's 60 Minutes. Forget about them. Forget about them. Bad news. Don't have anything to do with NBC. Boycott NBC. That's nothing but communist. Boycott ABC. Always be communist. Boycott National Public Radio because they're an arm of the Communist Party. They take government money and they have to say what the government tells them to say. They're completely handled by the Red Star people. And I don't mean Macy's, although Macy's could be turning into Red Star people, too. You know, we need a prayer.
When the twilight is gone, and no songbirds are singing, when the twilight is gone, you come into my heart. While I pray, my prayer is to linger with you at the end of the day. My friend is a rapture in blue with the world far away. close to mine.
One of the 45 goals of the Communist Party that was written into the congressional record in 1962, do you know what one of the 45 goals was? To control one or both political parties in the United States. Would you say they've got control of the Democrat Party? Would you say that the Rhino Party is now the Democrat Party and that the Democrats are now the Communist Party? I would. They're saying the Democrats are afraid that we're going to remind the people that they were supposed to get $2,500 back on their health care. The polls show that fighting Obamacare is a winning issue for anyone running for office in 2014-2016. The Dems themselves that are up for election are running away from it, and Boehner and some other brilliant Republicans, that Cantor who walks around, he never says too much, he's just got that look on his face, I don't trust him. Republicans are now calling for us to stop fighting against it. No wonder these clowns can't win the presidency. A time for a new party. That's from a guy who's quoting, who's blogging. America was all a pack of lies just to get socialized medicine in place. Now you are not only seeing what was in the bill, you are feeling it in the pocketbook too. And it's just getting started. We need to get rid of this piece of crap and before it destroys our country. Vote accordingly in November. If we don't win in November, we are gone country. We will never survive. We will never survive. And we have to take back the Senate and hold on to the House, because we got to slow this guy down. He is going to accelerate like there's no tomorrow with his executive orders. IRS employees, a great number of whom owe income tax, were paid bonuses more than $1 million in increments of $4,000 each, while doctors who treat Medicare patients were rewarded for their exemplary service with bonuses as well. For example, a San Diego MD received his bonus check, one for 9 cents and the other for $2.14. Doctors won't stand for that. They're gonna punch out. Yes, Obamacare is fair. IRS Obama bots are worth more than hardworking, dedicated doctors, or so it would seem. You know what these doctors should do? They should all go to the IRS bringing in the latest germ that they had to work with for the day. You know, just go in and cough around while the guy is talking to them. Yeah, sneeze a lot on his desk. Obama has done nothing but lie with the full support and help of every present Democrat in Congress, as many need to go as possible. 2014/2016 or bust, folks. You won't need 2016 if you don't get 2014. All truth about Edward Snowden. Want to hear that one? Everybody's been treating him like he's a hero. He's a freedom of speech hero. Freedom of Chinese Communist speech, freedom of a Soviet Union speech. Well, it did nothing. I went there and there was nothing there. Oh, here he is. all truth about things that were hidden. You want to hear what got hidden? Told in two. Edward Snowden, patriot or traitor. He's been dubbed an NSA whistleblower. But what's the real story behind the Edward Snowden controversy? Inspired by Susanna Andrews' Brian Boru and Sarah Ellison article in May 2014 issue of Vanity Fair, we took the 20,000-word story, The Snowden Saga, and turned it into an animated 120-second video featuring everything you need to know about the former NSA contractor who sparked an international political frenzy. Read Snowden Speak, a Vanity Fair exclusive. So we clicked the tab. You know, he went to China first. You know, he gave them what information they wanted, and then they sent him to Russia to give him the rest of the information. Snowden's extensive response is part of a 20,000-word narrative in Vanity Fair's May issue. Call that Vanity Unfair, huh? Providing an inside look on how a geeky dropout from the Maryland suburbs found himself alone in a Hong Kong hotel room, releasing some of America's most carefully guarded secrets to the world. Snowden writes to Vanity Fair about the NSA allegations that he never filed a formal complaint and directly challenges it to deny he contacted internal oversight about why he's not a spy. KGB all the way, baby. About the crucial ways in which he differs from WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Yes, KGB, NKVD, USSR. About his amusement at being labeled a right-winger. No, he's definitely not a right-winger. There's no such thing as right-wing. Mainstream American, baby. That's right. Don't let anybody call you a right-winger. Mainstream American. That's what you are, mainstream American. And if somebody calls you a McCarthyite, I call them a Rosenberg. Snowden challenges allegations that he never filed a formal complaint about the NSA to internal oversight and compliance bodies. On using his personal credit card in Hong Kong to prevent spy accusations. On rumors concerning the number of documents he has. He says he doesn't have the 1.7 million figure. It's more like a 1.6875. Which he tells I ever digitally interacted with in my career. He said, look at the language of officials use in sworn testimony about these records. Could have, may have, potentially. They're prevaricating. Every single one of those. Why did you go to the communists? Why did you go to the communists? Why couldn't you go to Geraldo Rivera or somebody that's looking out for America? You know who Geraldo Rivera wasn't looking out for? Elian Gonzalez. He hated Elian Gonzalez. On what he calls post, a boy belongs with his father. Did you see his father? His father was doped up, brought dope for the kid, and when he come up to the top of the ladder of the plane, he gave America the finger. On what he calls the post-terror generation views on defending the Constitution, he ain't defending it. And allegations that he has a doomsday case in his possession. In response to whispers in the intelligence community that Snowden has a doomsday case in his possession, Snowden retorts, who would set up a system that incentivizes others to kill them? The Soviets would, kid. Get out of there. On the crucial ways he differs from WikiLeaks, we said that why he admires WikiLeaks. Oh, he's amused by reports of his right-wing politics. Yeah, the left calls him a right-winger. Because he's a brother, he's a fellow traveler. Sources close to the situation discuss Snowden's living arrangements in Moscow and his desire to be granted asylum in Germany or another democratic state. This guy is going to get clipped. I wouldn't go to Germany if I were you. Okay, so let's see what this one has. The Russians must have snuck into his room and copied the contents of his laptop. The Russians may have, the guys are saying the same thing. How many documents did you remove? How many documents have you given journalists access to? Why won't you answer these questions? They can't. He's under Soviet control. They tell him what he can do and what he can't do. Yeah. He has to give Putin his back rub every night. We live in a very dangerous world. Oh, we don't have no idea. We have no idea. We don't. You know, the only drills they're having in schools is lockdown. They don't have nuclear attack drills anymore. And you know, the next war is nuclear. Yeah, all the left is covering up for him. Yep, he's their hero. Anybody that spits on the American flag is their hero. You can't tell me I'm not patriotic. Yeah, Vietnam? No, I wouldn't go to that war. I was in Sweden. I was getting saunas. Yeah, I protested the war. Mater and Pater sent me money. I survived. I survived on my inheritance. Oh, man. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. Can you imagine? Half of 1% is all that defends this country. Judge censors black a pro-lifer who criticized NAACP's pro-abortion, denies his free speech. Hey, the casualties in the black community from abortion, percentage-wise to the rest of the population, are horrendous. Just give you an example. Planned Parenthood, you know, today it's 903, 4,700 babies died today. Planned Parenthood killed 3,000 of them. 1,200 were white, 1,100 are black, and 700 are Latino niños. We have no room for them. We don't want them. We burn them to create heat. But over the border comes the new Democrat Party. They're all being, everybody thinks it's drugs being smuggled in. It's voters for the Democrats that are being smuggled in. Woman who wanted abortion to star on TV show rejects abortion after filling her baby cake. Oh, yeah. Thank you. No, she got, they wouldn't hire her for the show. That's what happened. When they found out that she wanted to butcher the baby, they said, no, it's not good for our health care ads. Google bans ads from pregnancy centers after lobbying from pro-choice NARAL. Yeah, the major computer carriers, Google, Facebook, they're all going to be to the left. That'll be the new mind control tool. MSNBC panel calls pro-life Republicans white supremacists. Stay away from NBC. Stay away from it. It is nothing but communists. Do not even go there. Don't laugh at their jokes because the joke is on you. It is really sad. Really sad that we can tear a little baby apart and then we can watch Bambi and cry, the movie Bambi and cry. Yeah, but that poor little kid, man, who all he wanted was a little love, all she wanted was a little love, believed they were safe in the womb, in God's sanctuary, where they could grow and develop. And in comes Dr. Mengele with his forceps and his big heart needle. You ever see the size of the needle they plunge into that baby's heart? You ought to get a look at it. Especially if you don't like going to the dentist. Okay. Our show for tonight is terminated. And say a little prayer for all of the guys who were rotting away in Leavenworth who were unjustly convicted of premeditated murder while Major Hassan is drawing a paycheck for being a good American. It is sad, really sad. The world is upside down. They're letting the criminals out of jail, and they're putting the innocent in. Terrible, terrible, terrible. No. Let me find the Blog Talk Radio studio. I'm sorry, I got to do this. My computer buries all of the things I want to read. You got that? Do you have that problem? Come on, come on. Here we go. Didn't do it. I wiped it out. I'm sorry. Forgive me. There are too many open. Here it is. We'll give you a nice tune, something to bring back the spirit of America.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. Let music swell the breeze and ring from all the trees, sweet freedom song. Let mortal tongues awake, let all that let rocks their silence break, the sound prolong. Ah, 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 of liberty.